For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want Spanish to get Robert Kelly on the phone real quick.
Okay, what's going on with him?
While he's doing that, do you want me to give you a quick update of what's going on out there?
Is there drama?
There was.
All right, hold your thought, because I think we might have Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly, you're live on the air. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm just about to go to boxing class.
Well, that is why I'm calling you, Robert Kelly. That is why I'm calling. I just watched your Instagram video where you said you were going to boxing class. How long have you been going?
Today's the first day.
Oh, the rest of your life.
I don't want to go, dude.
You have to go.
Go, Robert.
Here, you want some motivation? That's why I'm calling you for motivation. You ready?
Yep.
You go and continue to go between now and October, and then we will fly you in here, and I will fight you at the next Mike Calta to punch out.
He's already coming in October.
See? We'll do the Mike Calta punch out number two, and I will fight you at the next Mike Calta punch out.
Is that what kind of weird family do you come from that's motivation?
Because I want you to be like, okay, I now have something to train for. I'm not just training to train. I'm training with a goal at the end where they'll have you have a championship fight. I'll make a belt too. You could take if you beat me, you could take the belt home.
Is the belt going to be made of chocolate and pizza?
It can be.
You want it to be.
It can be if you'd like it to be.
I want it to be on, I can't say that on radio.
Mm.
But it starts with a P.
You have boxed before. This is, you're going back to it. So you have some skills. Let us fight each other as friends.
So we're going to fight, like real fight in a ring, like punch each other?
Yeah, so we did the Mike Calta punch out the first time, the night of the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. And we had like 2,000 people there. And we had two trannies fight each other.
Right.
We had we had Spanish fought Nervous Jared.
That's right.
Yeah.
We had
I fought two Medicine Man.
Yeah.
Two listeners with terrible voices, Helium J and Feggy Voice Dan fought each other.
Right. So me
Carmen
and you
fought Lilu Love.
Battle of the Chubby Boxers.
Okay. Can I have a tranny be my corner man woman?
Yes. Billy J can do it. She's transgender.
Yes, transgender.
See?
All right, you're on.
For real. Let's do this. For reals.
I'm not, buddy. For realsies, I'm telling you. For realsies.
Can I say something that I've never said to Bert Kreischer or Ralphie May?
I love you.
That's what I was going to say. Robert Kelly, I love you like a brother, but I'm going to kill you.
I love you.
But I'm going to kill you.
I love you like a brother, and I will not say that I'll kill you. You know, I'm just going to say go for it.
Oh, yes! I love it.
Yes,
I love it.
All right. We are going to put together the Punch Out 2 based around that. It's going to be the main event, me and you. Two fatties boxing.
By the way, how's this for synergy, Robert? So it's going to be Robert Bam Bam Kelly because he's Bam Bam on the show. Bam Bam boxer. Boom. Done. T-shirts. Make them up.
There you go. I love it. Bam Bam Kelly.
Don't call me in a week and be like, I quit boxing. I can't do it.
Well, I'm not kind of dude. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to knock you out.
Oh, my God. Went from not going to say that he's going to kill you to he's going to knock you out.
You're going to knock me out?
And I'm not going to do it with a head punch either. I'm going to do it with a gut punch.
Okay. I'll go so far as to say you won't even land five punches the whole match.
Oh, wow.
Who's laughing? Who's cackling?
I don't want to do this now because I feel bad for your kid.
What ass kissing cackler is that in the background?
That's his manager, and I'm going to help this fighter beat your ass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, that crappy Jersey accent.
Listen to me. I love you like a brother, but I'm going to punch your face in.
All right. That sounds like a fun time. It sounds like a nice...
You don't have to do it. I just wanted to gauge your enthusiasm levels.
I think we lost him.
Why was he out of breath? Oh, there he is. Are you there?
I had to move to the office.
Oh, he's in his car.
Wait.
Hey, can I ask you a question? You're not even there. Why are you out of breath already?
Because I had to get in my car.
So, wait, do you want to think about this, or do you want to accept the match now?
Please, there's no thinking about it, Michael. It's on. You challenged me, and from you don't challenge another man, and it's on. You did it. Now you made your own grave. Now you're lying. All right.
I am going to kill you. I am going to beat your face in.
Yeah, go for it, my friend. Do your best.
I'm going to use the anger of every terrible comedian we've had in here. I'm going to take it out on you in the ring.
Oh, wait a second now. That's a little ridiculous, I think.
I got to be honest.
Here's the deal.
This is working against me a little. What's that, Gad?
I'm going to take every awful morning zoo show I've ever done, and I'm going to punch your little lights out.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah. All right.
How's that? Robert Kelly up next. He was on, he played Bam Bam on Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. I'm going to take all that and smash your nose in.
Oh, I'm going to take all the Greg Hans and the Staki Economopolises, and I am going to shove them right up your tiny little nose.
I do have a button nose.
It is beautiful, though. Honestly, I'm going to feel bad, though, if I do hurt you, because I'm so much bigger than you are.
Dude, yeah, you should feel bad if you hurt me. I'm your friend. But here's the deal. I'm faster than you, and by the time you come, if I keep this... Yeah, I know. You think you... I know. The delusion you live in. Where you know, I'm this, I'm that. You're not. You're a fatty that drives in a big truck, okay?
Oh, man.
Wow, that's angry.
Why do you think that you're faster than me?
Because by the time October... First of all, I'm smaller than you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Second of all, I've seen you walk. You walk like a mother elephant.
You literally almost made three of us choke at the same time in this room.
I know it takes, dude, I've gone to breakfast with you. It takes 20 minutes to get from the car to the restaurant. It's just a nightmare. You and Patrice,
okay,
you walk the same.
Okay. Well,
now.
I'm feeling less.
Oh, man.
I'm feeling less guilty about hitting you now.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Here's the thing. You can muster up all the I'm going to knock. I don't need to do that, buddy. We're going to fight. The best man will win. Who's going to win? The fans are going to win. Okay,
yeah.
That's who's going to win. And I just don't want... Here's the thing, though. You tell your fans, when you wake up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want your fans attacking me, okay?
No, this is a friendly war. I'm going to love you before, and I'm going to love you after.
Yeah.
Even if you hit me so hard I fall and hurt my spine and I have to be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, yeah, I won't blame you for that.
Yeah. Well, what the hell? You really take it too far, don't you?
No, because that's what I want to do to you. I want to hit you so hard that it has everlasting pain. Not wheelchair.
You want to put me in a
No, everlasting pain. I just want you to, when you get out of bed in the morning and you put your tiny little feet on the ground and you go to stand up, I want you to go, and that's from me hitting you.
I'm going to hit you so hard that when you wake up the next day, your feet are going to feel wet.
Okay. I'm in. I'm locking in 100%.
Good. Lock it in, chubby.
Okay. Oh. Okay. All right. Done deal.
Okay.
Good luck with your first boxing lesson today.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. You don't know if it's my first, kid.
You
don't know.
You said it was your first.
I might have been taking boxing for the last 10 years and just quit for the last... Three. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know where I'm at.
When's the last time you got in a fight?
When was that time I got into a fight? It was around 10 years ago when I took a toilet seat off and I smashed the guy's face in a Boston comedy club.
All right. Well, this is not a false count anywhere match. This is not a WWE no rules match. You can't use porcelain to beat the other man to death.
That'd be funny if I literally just lost my mind and went in there with a knife.
In what was supposed to be a battle between two friends turned into a bloody mess, as comedian and television star Robert Kelly stab longtime Tampa radio host Mike Calta. Oh, that'd be great. You know what? You know what we should do? We should.
What?
This, you want to really turn up the heat? Fly your fly your son down here, your wife and your son, and we'll make our kids watch the match because one of us is going to get beat in front of our kids.
Yeah, you know what, dude? You listen, man. Listen to me. You're really just a sick person. I'm gonna try to knock the humanity back into you. I'm gonna try to punch empathy back into your face.
Okay. Good luck.
That is the sickest. That's the sickest crap I've ever heard in my life. There's something wrong with you. Okay.
Look here, bald bull.
No, Mike. I'm not flying. I'm not flying my kids down there.
Hey, Robert. I just tweeted out a picture of you from one of your old boxing pictures. It's on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you actually look good there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I look real good there. And I was boxing, I think, for a year straight at that point. So we'll see. You know, once I give you that duck twist, Mike Tyson to your gut. Uh-huh. A nice liver shot. We'll see what happens.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I got to get through more fat to get to your liver, but we'll see what happens.
Keep it up. Keep put anger in a situation that didn't have any anger in it before. That's going to help you out.
Bubba, I'm not. I love you to death.
Now you call me Bubba.
Yeah.
You're inadvertently creating anger you weren't even planning on.
That's all right. That's all right. Buddy, sorry, but
it's cool, Pauly Shore.
I forgot about that. Radio war! Radio war! Mike Seltzer in the radio war!
Oh, man, I'm going to kill you.
Next to me, she thinks I'm retarded.
She's right.
This is who's at the boxing class. There's some old Jewish guy in the car, and there's two older Jewish ladies, and there's an old black lady that's going to this class right now. That's great.
Good. See if you can and beat them, and if you do, then you can set your sights on me.
Okay, buddy. Listen, it's on. I love you. I love you. I got to go to this class. I love you. We're going to fight. I'm going to come down there. Me and you are going to fight. Okay? May the best man win. And at the end of this, I'll still love you no matter what. All right?
Will you take a little video or something of you training today that we can use in a video montage to kind of get motivated?
Well, this is my first day, so I don't know if they allow video in, but I'll ask.
Okay. If you can, I'll take one this afternoon as well.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Who's training you?
Dan Birmingham.
Who the hell is Dan Birmingham?
Google it.
Google
it while you're in the toilet. So when your bowels open, you're already there.
Wait a minute. What do you got? Some professional Mexican dude training you?
Birmingham, not very Mexican name.
Dude, don't be racist.
Listen, I'm actually not, I was joking about Dan Birmingham. He's just a friend who is a longtime boxing trainer.
Who's training you?
Nobody. I, you know what I do? I carry a large trunk of wood up the snowy steps like Rocky did when he fought the Russian.
Do you go in your pool and punch water?
Mm-hmm. I don't laugh.
And then he chases Spanish around. He try and catch Spanish.
That'd actually be pretty good training.
And I eat a dozen raw eggs.
Son of a bitch. Really?
I eat a dozen raw eggs, except I don't eat them raw. I mix them with cheese and I grill them with butter.
Yeah, with bacon and sausage.
Mm-hmm. What did I eat today, Carmen? Tell Robert Kelly what I mean right now.
He had eggs and fruit.
Thank you. Scrambled
eggs and fruit.
Yeah. You know what I had? Straight smoothie.
Fruity pebbles.
Vegetables. Mm-hmm. No. If you watch the video, my smoothie. Vegetables and fruit. That's all I had.
Okay. Well, I'm
protein.
I'm looking forward to this. I want to be your friend before and after. I don't want this to create animosity between the two of us.
It would, of course not. Why does it turn me on when she says eat protein?
She's got a boyfriend now. She doesn't turn anybody on anymore.
Shut up!
Boo! Oh. That should be in a contract. She can never have a boyfriend. Never announce it. That's why you're crappy. Your Snapchat fell off because you have a boyfriend.
That's right. No.
He's never on Snapchat, and every time I snap you, you never snap me back.
Yeah,
so.
We don't have to respond to your boobs. We just absorb the picture.
No.
First of all, I've never got a boob, nothing from her. All right?
You don't respond.
At least back in the day, it was kind of sexy with the, you know, the Hooters outfit or some bar thing, and she was out for the night. Now it's sunsets and unicorns and
last night
and
was
food.
Last night was my best Snapchat night ever.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I just got a couple of good things came my way.
I get nothing. Nobody Snapchats me. YKWD podcast on Snapchat. Nobody sends me anything.
YKWD podcast on Snapchat. Send this man some private parts.
Nobody sends me anything. Nobody sends me anything, dude, at riotcast.com. Nothing.
What if I knock your teeth out?
Dude, first of all, I got Irish teeth. You can't knock these out.
Okay? I got Sicilian knuckles, buddy. I can knock those Irish teeth right out of your face.
First of all, those knuckles are covered with a lot of fat, so it's going to be soft.
Okay. I love it. You realize you're fueling me. Every word out of your mouth is making me stronger.
Your fist is like wearing gloves on gloves.
Okay. All right. Oh, he cracks himself up. Listen to that. Get used to drinking smoothies. I'm going to knock your teeth out of the back of your head.
Listen, see, you're getting mad. That's all right. Get mad. Do whatever you got to do, kid.
Okay. We got a date. We're fighting in October.
Fighting? What date is it, too? Because I just want to see if it falls on my birthday. So that'll be my birthday present from you when you hit the canvas.
What a sad birthday. How old are you? Be 44?
It's none of your business.
You're gonna have to disclose it to the boxing commission.
The only number you have to worry about is 10. You understand me?
Robert Kelly will be at Side Splitters the 13th and 14th of October.
And okay. He'll be 46. Oh.
So that's a Friday and Saturday?
When is
your thing?
I'm gonna make it around your schedule.
Thursday the 13th, Friday the 14th, and then Saturday the 15th.
You should come in Wednesday, and we should do it that Wednesday morning.
I think I'm doing Tallahassee and another thing that night before, or is it after?
I can tell you. I'll look up your website.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. Excuses are ready.
I will definitely come in. Nah, there's no excuses, kid.
What was that? You just suck snotted?
You don't even know about boxing. I'm getting my sinuses ready.
It's boxers,
too. Through your nose.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, thank you. Thank you, because you're perfect. Thank you, whoever. Who said that?
It was Galvin.
Galvin, yeah, exactly, the smart one.
All right, Rocky.
Okay, Rocky Road.
Oh my God, you could not have set him up better. Oh, wow. I gotta tell you, it's verbal sparring. He just won that one.
Oh man,
I love you. I gotta go to this class right now and throw up.
All right. I look forward to punching you in a couple of months, buddy.
I look forward to you trying. Okay.
All right, pal. Talk to you later.
No headlocks either. No headlocks.
No, fighting. You want to tie? You want to have time to headlock? I want to kill you.
Listen, anytime two fat guys fight, it always winds up in a headlock.
Nope. I boxed yesterday. You want to know how many rounds?
You didn't box yesterday. You trained yesterday. Stop acting like you boxed.
I trained yesterday.
Yeah, stop acting like you went in and did 10 rounds. All right, you didn't. You trained.
I did 9.
You did 9, but nobody was hitting you in your face as hard as they could.
You're not going to.
Yeah, but you're acting like, you're only thinking this through on your side. Like, you're just going to beat me up, and I'm just going to take it.
No, I want you to fight back.
You're going to hit me a couple, and then all of a sudden I'm going to crack you, and you're going to be like, oh, God, what did I do?
You got it, Rocky Road. I'm ready. I'm in. You're the best.
Don't
see you in October.
On top of it.
See you on top of it.
My line.
No, I'm saying. My line. I was giving you credit. I was bringing it up again.
Listen to me.
Yes.
October. Make it happen. Okay?
Done.
Make it happen. Done. I love all you guys. Most of all, Mike, I love you.
You should. Bye, pal. Have a good day.
You have a good day.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
See ya.
I'm going to kill him.
I got to tell you, how tall is Robert Kelly? He's not very tall. He's like, what, 5'6", maybe? 5'7", somewhere around there?
He's not 6 foot.
Oh, no, he's nowhere near 6 foot.
Like maybe 5'10".
No, he's not even 5'10", I don't think. I'd put him around 5'8".
So, in essence, this really isn't that fair. Like, I can't gloat about this.
Oh, sure you can. Sure you can. Because he's running his mouth. He's ready to go. Former boxer, too.
How tall are you?
5'6".
How tall are you?
5'4".
Oof. Carmen, how tall are you?
I'm I'm actually 5'6". Spanish is 5'5". And Robert Kelly is taller than me. So he's like 5'8", 5'9".
Should I practice fighting them?
What?
Who, us?
Yeah.
For sure.
Can we jump on each other's backs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you are going to have to punch down a little bit, so you're going to have to get used to that, you know.
I don't want
to
get punched.
All right. Listen to me.
You need to learn how to get punched, Rob.
Can I?
It's been a long time.
I mean, I know you already know, but you know how to win, right? Jab.
Yeah. Tickle him.
I'm going to knock him out.
No, but I'm saying just set it up with the jab. Just keep it out there. Just paw at him, paw at him. Right. Big overhand right. Boom, done.
I'm just going to tell you right now. This is going to end where we go, why did we ever do this? Why should have never? I'm sorry. I love you. This is how it's going to end.
This should end with you giving him like a Mo Howard bonk on the top of the head.
This is going to end with brain damage. He's going to have brain damage again. Dennis Leary's going to try to sue me.
Yeah, Punch Out is going to turn into a charity event for
Robert Kelly. I was joking about his kid thing. Now I feel bad about it.
Remember how fast he was? Mike said Rocky. He said Rocky Road. Yeah. It was so great. Now he can't even really put a sentence together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
All right, good. Well, looks like that's happening in October. We now have a month for the fight. What is it?
Punch Out.
Punch Out 2. Sorry, I was reading Rob's notes.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.